When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, real reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Linebackers. Now, this is a tricky one because you got a lot of new names there. You got a lot of guys that have left and a lot of new names. I mean, the two main staples are your starting guys, I think, in Wesley Bassaint and of course, Kiko Maunoa.
Yeah.
You were about to mention Popo, right?
Yeah,
right.
I think Popo and Jalen Alderman will be the guys that are going to push really hard. I think Bobby Washington's going to finally get a chance to show what he could do as far as depth. And the kid Cam Pruitt.
Bobby Pruitt, baby. Yep, Cam Pruitt.
Yeah, I think he has an opportunity to be pretty special as well. But I think, like you said, Wesley and Francisco Maunoa are the guys up. But I think the next guy who's had probably the best spring in you know, into the workouts is Popo. I think he's a lot of everybody I talk to brings his name up. He's like a magnet towards the ball. He could play to run. He could drop back into passing coverage. So, you know, guys like that. And I think you were with me last year, Jazz, when we went to the either it was Legends or a spring game or something where we saw him. And I said, wow, he got pretty big pretty quick, you know. So but he's worked really hard, and that's another position. And I mentioned that to Coach Cristobal when we had him on the show tonight about, you know, just the front seven itself being so much better than it's been in the past with depth. We always had the front line guys, but and it's going to give the secondary an opportunity to grow and to learn. And I just said that, and I saw DJ bobbing his head.
Darius Jones, or Artavius Jones.
Oh, that's but I think he's a second-year difference maker. He's a beast.
I don't think now, but he's another depth piece. Like, he's another. He's another
like right? Him and Scott and a couple of other guys that'll right. Kind of.
That's the guy I forgot to mention. Yeah.
Huh?
That's the guy I forgot to mention.
Yeah, I just think that it's awfully tough to, you know, come in a situation where Miami has now not only as starters but too deep at a lot of places, and that's one thing they haven't been. And you know, it's is the one question. And I think when I first talked to Coach Cristobal when he first arrived, my one thing is, you know, the roster's got to improve. And I think I told him a stat tonight that he didn't know. I said there's only 11 guys around. From when you first got here.
I mean, you know,
Did he think that was a big number, like higher than he thought? It's like, I got 11 more. I got to get rid of
him. Oh, he says, oh, I got 11. Let me, Chad, I got to get rid of some kids. These aren't my guys.
Did they hit their numbers? Did they hit their scholarship numbers? Because that's kind of crazy. I know a lot of things have changed now with scholarships, specifically baseball, which we will talk about tomorrow. We got a loaded potato of a show tomorrow.
Football too, 105 starting next year. So,
Now it's not even a problem, right? Now you can.
Well, they're not going to be able to fill those with NIL. People are going to poach so many guys
It's not going to be so much of an issue if you over recruit, per se.
Yeah, if someone wants to stick around and just get an education and practice, then like they can do that without fear of being kind of forced out.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, man. That's awesome. I mean, it's good for them, but. Good for the players. It's Wes and Kiko. But I like you said, Blue. I wouldn't rule out Popo getting a lot of playing time. A
lot of playing time.
You know, I know that the development of Wesley in the offseason has been dramatic. I hear that he's put on a lot of muscle. You know, he's gotten better in the classroom as well as far as learning.
That was important.
D Nicholson, you know, has done an amazing job with those linebackers. Jalen Alderman coming in from Louisville was a great addition. You know, and then you've got some of the young guys like Bobby Pruitt, Cam Pruitt, however you want.
Yeah, Cam Pruitt. Yeah, Bobby Washington.
Bobby Washington. Darius Hayes is a kid that.
Yeah, a good one. Larry,
he's got some time to develop, but I think the one again, another a surprise linebacker that has been here. It seems like for. You know, he's another one.
Smith.
His AARP card is Chase Smith. I think he's dealt with so many injuries in the past, but you know, he's a smart kid. He's like 235, 240 pounds, 6'4". He's a fast guy. He's a strong guy. He's a guy that I think I'd keep an eye on. If he can stay healthy, I think he's the guy that I can keep an eye on that can do multiple things. He can rush the quarterback. He can play the edge, and he can also drop back a little bit. And run sideline to sideline as well. So Chase Smith is a guy that, you know, I want to keep an eye on and see if he's able to develop and maybe do something this year. What about you, DJ?
I was excited for Jalen Alderman. I remember being excited when he first, you know, came into the program. And you just look at his statistics, you know, he was all over the field in terms of making plays. He had at least – 3 games with four tackles, and you know he is the type of stat sheet stuffer, but not in the way of, hey, I'm just gonna get my numbers. He is active to the football. He is, you know, 6'1", 230, pretty good size for a linebacker, and also again brings that veteran experience to the linebacker group, and you know played at Louisville, you know, has experience with big time football, so. I'm excited to see what he brings to this defense and, you know, how he kind of strengthens that linebacker group that is already pretty strong. And, you know, I liked the Alderman addition, like I said, when it was first announced. And he's a guy that I'm really going to be watching as and see how he fits into the defense and what type of plays he can make.
Vish, did you comment on the linebackers already?
I did not. I'll just say this. I think the difference between, you know, this and we were talking about the defensive front, the front four earlier, is I do think there is a drop off here. If we do need Kiko and Wes on the field at critical times, as much as we're high on some of the other guys that have not played a lot. That's a tough position to play.
Yeah.
A really tough position to play. We got to diagnose the play and read it pretty quickly. And we put a lot on our linebackers. And so this is one where we really need those two guys to stay healthy. And that'll allow, you know, Popo and the rest to kind of grow into the season. But right now those two guys are kind of there. To me, there is a drop off here. It's not like co-starter situation. There is a clear 1 and 2 here.
I feel like it's always not always, but ever since we've been doing a show, there's always been a struggle at the linebacker position. It just seems like there's been a lack of depth there for quite a while now.
Yeah, I don't know if there's as much of a drop off as you know, Vish, as Vish thinks on.
It's gotten better, to be clear.
Everybody outside of Kiko. I think Kiko is clearly, you know, one of the top linebackers in the ACC, you know, and he's great. Wes has kind of shown that he can develop and he can get better, which is consistent. Biggest deal there, but he has put on some weight, and you know, we expect him to do some big things. But they're young. You know, Popo's young. He's still young. He's only in his second year now. Bobby Washington, same thing. You know, and some of the other guys. Jalen Alderman probably brings in most of that experience on that, you know, in that group. But it's not necessarily our strongest position. But the top two or three guys, I think, are really, really talented. And I think the other guys are developing into something special. But it might take them, you know, a little bit. But I think that we are talented enough where even guys like Booker Pickett is another kid that could play the linebacker position. I know he's played that before. He can line up, you know, as one of those outside guys, edge rusher / linebacker guys. And even a guy like Cole McConvey, he's still about 240 pounds, you know, so he's still big enough and small enough where he can play, you know, that outside edge kind of guy, depending on what they do, right? Guidry likes to run that 4-2-5 style defense. So there's an opportunity there where, you know, one of those other guys could be a stand-up edge guy playing outside, or, you know, there's a lot of combinations. I know Guidry likes to run a lot of different formations, so I think there's opportunities for everybody to kind of get an opportunity to play well, to kind of come in and make a play. So, but I think that, yeah, I think it's Kiko and Wes and then, you know, everybody else maybe battling it out. But if I had to mention the top four, let's say our depth is probably going to be Kiko, Wes, Popo, and Jalen Alderman. I think those are your top four guys right off the bat. So it could be interesting to see what they do coming down the line. So would you say everybody is kind of in agreement that those are your top two starters, right? It's
yeah.
West. I don't think there's no doubt about that. Let's see this question. When was the last time we had this much depth at the D-line at the start of the season? Blue, you want to take
86.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh. All right, let's start.
That's an interesting time. Nice. Okay, Blue, why 1986?
You had all those studs, man. Ask Dan Celio, he'll tell you.
Oh, God. I don't want to ask Dan Celio.
I would, God, I'm trying to think about those mid-2000 teams when, you know, the offense had basically gone the toilet, but the defense was still elite and keeping us in games. We were still rotating some pretty quality defensive linemen in, I feel, at that point, with like Andrew Smith and as like a backup. I'm thinking about the back. I was watching on the Stars when we had that rotation. Like Blue mentioned, Terrazz McRae was an occasional starter. He was a backup though a lot of the
right
time he was here. Some of those, the later era Randy Shannon, we still had some pretty good defensive line depth.
So linebackers, you had John Beese and Rocky.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah. So it's probably around, you know, probably 15 years around then.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'd have to go pull up all the rosters to get the, but it's definitely not 86. The teams that won the championship turn of this century were like Will Fork was even starting on that team that in 2001. Wow. He didn't start until 2002.
One of my favorite players, Vince Will Fork.
Yeah, he wasn't starting on that 01 team. He didn't start till the next year because we had so much depth in front of him.
Which is crazy to think about, right?
With William Joseph and I think Damian Lewis was the other one. So we were. That was 2-3 deep, but
I mean, Blue, listen, you spoke to Mario today. He's all in, man. This is the year, right? This is the year that they are all in. They're competing for a playoff spot and hopefully a national championship, right? Like that's the goal this year, right? According to Mario.
Well, obviously, this is a year that they think that you know, they're gonna be able to turn the corner. And to quote him, as he says, we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go. So I don't know if that's just coach speak.
Tempering expectations. I get it. I get it, you know.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, you get coach speak, but not many of the people out here had the pleasure of seeing him come into the post-game press room after losing to schools like Middle Tennessee State and all that. So I think he's kind of tempering his enthusiasm.
He's going to undersell and over-deliver like a typical badass salesman, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how that is. I mean, they
I will say there was very little tempering of expectations at the ACC kickoff last week from our players. That's for sure. Uh-huh. They were.
You like it that way, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if you look at our depth chart, we mentioned all the players we brought in. A lot of them are senior transfers. Like, this is going to be an overhaul after this season. Everyone knows it's Cam Ward's, you know, only year, but most of the guys we mentioned today are seniors. I think Ruben Bain is the only one that's like not. Yeah. So we've been, other than like the ones where like a newcomer might be able to grow into the role, but like the ones where definitely everyone we're like calling starters or even a lot of the backups are, you know, graduated from their previous school and transferred to.
Yeah, I was just looking at the chart, and you're right.
It is a lot of talent's going to leave this school at the end of the year now. Mario's shown an ability to get into the portal as well as, you know, at the high school level recruit and stack classes and all that, which is why the depth comes in. But, you know, this is a big year in terms of just there is an opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll get into that more on the prediction show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Where Blue and DJ. Me and DJ are going to have like this 3-hour conversation before that. So we can put our heads together.
You can align.
Yeah, we got to align like we did last year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm still going to temper my expectations. I know Vish is probably going to aim high, and that's okay. I'm not taking a shot at Vish, but.
No, Vish had him 10-3 2 years ago. So.
No, Vish is good. We're going on the feeder this year,
look,
baby.
Look, man, I only missed that by 5 games. So that was not, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
We'll get you closer this time.
I mean, about the time, you know, we got to the second quarter of the Middle Tennessee State game. I came to the realization that I overestimated slightly.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Just a little off, slightly off. But
yeah. Oh man! by the way, a couple of things. We got Canes Fest this weekend. That thanks, Fish, Sunday. For reminding me.
Is that Saturday?
It's Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah. Yep.
Sunday. So make sure.
And where you guys is it at?
It's at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
So two o'clock, parking lot's open, 2:30, gates open, autographs for 6:30. I'm assuming there's going to be a scrimmage or something in the middle.
Yeah.
Is that the one we went to last year, Jazz?
I think so. Someone asked in the chat earlier, when does training camp start?
And
I think
that was Marine.
This week.
Yeah, they start this week. I know I got an email this week.
I think they have media day is on Wednesday. Right, that's
right. Yeah, the media days are midweek, and then I think probably by the end of the week.
Yeah, you got the same email, right, Avish?
Yeah.
So this week, Marine East. So
it's getting serious here.
This is it, man. It's go time now, baby. It's go time. So that's coming up.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.